Hello. All right, I think this is finally working. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Can you see me and can you hear me? Doing a quick check. I've been having a lot of technical difficulties lately. Maybe I can increase the quality a little bit. I have something I really, really want to talk to you about before I go to bed. It's kind of intense, but I wanted to put the story of basically how people are trying to abuse children and use false virtue to do it based on my experience. And I'm going to do it in one tight video so that if someone wants to know about it or someone's unaware of it, you can just send it right to them and it'll all make sense. And I'll try not to swear. And all right, let's talk about it. I've been getting swarmed, and you guys have been awesome, and I really, 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 really appreciate the support. I just got to Utah, and just drove here from Seattle, and the trans media swarm has been coming at me really hard, and I just set up a good presentation about exactly how it works, and there was a betrayal, something that really just set me in a kind of weird spot that I wanted to talk to you guys about as well. So let's just chat. Airbnb, yeah, because we got Nimmer and Cod and Delevin and her husband coming. So Big Bear's got to hook up his people. Getting a bunch of hotel rooms is kind of stupid, so I just got a place with a bunch of bedrooms in it. All right. So the New York Times came out with an article 2 days ago. Right? And it says, Princeton singers abandon a Little Mermaid song over kissing concerns. And I was cited in the article as an example of colleges having backlash over art. There have been other recent instances last year. University canceled a Michael Weller play about Lenny Bruce after students and faculty protested its depictions of minorities. The irony is so thick, it's not even irony anymore. It's just a full satanic reversal. The University of Connecticut Student Union axed an appearance by the comedian Owen Benjamin, who had made comments about transgender children and hormone replacement. Yeah, it also cost me my agent, my manager, my ability to tour in comedy clubs. I haven't been back. I did a few more clubs, but they were booked before that happened. I haven't been allowed back. And if I post where I'm performing on my website, the swarms call and call and call, and I had seven cancellations in one tour once. So that's why I keep it. I email you the location, and you just buy the city. And I'll show you how this all works. All right, first, let's talk about UConn. God, this is crazy. This just came out today. Former UConn professor arrested on child porn charges. You have to understand the people behind this false virtue, and it's so false. There's no one that's, this is all nonsense, guys. It's a way for predators to hide in plain sight. It's a grooming mechanism of the entire population to see just how far they can push us. All right, so a lot of these institutions that are this virtuous and opposed to all art because they're trying to protect the children, it's about control, it's how predators act, right? Now I introduce you to Jesse Thorne. Jesse Thorne is a very connected, powerful Hollywood NPR podcast host guy that a lot of my more powerful, bureaucratically high-paid weirdo LA friend, not no longer friends, obviously, but they all knew this guy, and he had a 2-year-old son that he identified as a girl at two, by the way. My son thinks he's a dinosaur or a monster truck or a rabbit. Or a cloud. We all know that 2-year-olds mimic their parents and they seek approval because in the wild that keeps them alive. So anyway, you have this guy. Look at him. Just would you trust your kids with that guy? I wouldn't. Just instinctively look at the guy. So at 2 years old, he realized his son was a girl, which of course is not true. And so by five, which is when I crossed paths with this perverse gentleman. He was already dressing the boy up as a girl and calling him a girl name and had admitted on Twitter to me that he was planning on doing hormone replacements so that his son would never go through puberty because of behavior he exhibited at 2 years old. So of course, publicly and on Twitter, I push back. I tell him straight up, it's child abuse. What you're doing is wrong. A child cannot consent to that at two. You can't drive till you're 16. You can't have a beer till you're 21, but you can decide that you're the other gender when you're two. We all know it's awful, right? So the swarms came. I was made persona non grata. I was at CAA, Prince Abato Young. And they wiped my whole tour schedule. And I've told the story before, but it has to be told as many times as I have to, because it's a very clear and precise story. And it's gonna escalate here. I had to go back to do tree work with my brother because we just bought a rental property and it needed a new house. And I was about to make a bunch of cash doing colleges. And of course, all the pedophiles at the colleges did not want my brand of child protection around their kids. So Thorne this week, this never stops for me. Sometimes if I seem intense, there's no point since this happened, that I'm not getting death threats, I'm not getting shame swarms, I'm not getting people trying to take down everything that I'm trying to accomplish right now. There's a reason that I can only sell my hours now from my own website. I did two Comedy Central specials, and after this incident, no more. Forever. So he was back at it again. And of course, the satanic irony, it's not even irony at this point, it's just pure Satanism, it's upside down world. He acts like I harass him because I called out a child predator, an abuser. This is a child, it's just beyond, okay? So he's like, the whole narrative now is that I'm attacking trans kids. I'm one of the only people apparently in this poor boy's life that has his back. And I've known some of these people that have grown up. And I mean, my brother is so protective of people that I've seen people break down with my brother and say, you're the only person in my whole life that pointed out what was happening to me. And they're like, you're the only reason I didn't kill myself. These are like kids. They say this to my brother. I've seen this several times in my brother's life. And at the time, no one else would speak up. Nothing. Just break his head, right? So Thorne. Okay, this is a special that I did 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't know, 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, with this company. And it was gonna probably go to Netflix, but they were shopping it around. And then after my controversy happened, they sat on it and did not release it anywhere. They would just rather sit on it. And I tried to buy it back, no go. Finally, they release it to iTunes and Amazon. I have no cut of this, by the way. I really, really appreciate you guys watching it because I want you guys to appreciate the jokes, give it a good review. But I don't own this. I get no profit from it, but it's the principle that matters, which is why I don't want to be kicked off Amazon. That's how you create desperate groups. You know, when you start putting people in thought ghettos. You know, so he writes, hey, Prime Video, did you all know this dude has been harassing me and calling me a child molester because I have a transgender kid? Is that consistent with you values? So he's trying to get me banned from this. Okay, they banned me permanently from Twitter. I had 125,000 followers. Tweets would go viral. They'd get retweeted by news sources. I wasn't doing nudity or if I did pejoratives, it was always in a form of irony. I was no Louis Farrakhan. You know, I didn't have as many followers on Twitter as the Muslim Brotherhood, but you know, I was up there and they wiped me clean, just wiped, not a suspension, gone for good. All my tweets erased. Fortunately, a bunch of the bears are genius computer people. So all my tweets are saved. And I can show these people or anybody exactly the conversation that happened between me and this scumbag. In fact, he would admit things and then delete his tweets and then block anyone who said anything that opposed him. He's a true predator, true. and I can spot predators. You know, they're people that have been through stuff in their life, which most of us have. You know, this life, there's trauma in life where we're just constantly trying to shed our trauma and be better people, but that's what it is. Trauma can help you identify predators, and it can also help you identify potential victims. That's why there's cycles of abuse. But I am pretty good at identifying predators. Why? Because they exhibit the same behavior. It's all about control. It's all about the fact I won't bend my knee and pretend that what he's doing is okay drives him insane. And he can't let it go. I'm not even on Twitter and he's trying to ruin what's left of my career. You know? It's like, don't get me wrong. My career is better now. I'm more in control. I spend more time with my family. I like my humor better. I'm more productive. I feel spiritually better. I'm optimistic. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that what he's doing, he doesn't realize that he made me stronger. He made me more vigilant. But in his mind, he's trying to take anything away from me that he can. And it's because I won't stop. That's why they won't kill me either. People have asked me that. Like, I've outed some pretty powerful people doing some pretty shady stuff. And they're like, why won't they kill you? Because they don't make martyrs. They need you to love them. That dude, some of these people, they need you to say what you're doing is virtuous. Because if not, they can't. There's rules of evil. It seems so chaotic and there's so many rules, but there really is. You have to invite them in. It's very vampiric. And I won't be afraid. I'm not remotely afraid. And if it came to it, I would die in a heartbeat versus agreeing to child abuse publicly. Because I would let down a ton of people. People who looked up to me would see that being a coward for money is what an adult should do. All the kids that could have their ability to have their own family in the future would get wiped. You know, you enter a population of 40% suicide rates. It's horrible. You know, and a lot of times these transgender people, there is a tiny, tiny percentage of the population that actually has gender dysphoria. A lot of times it's caused by abuse. It used to be called multiple personality disorder, dissociative personality disorder, borderline personality disorder. A lot of these things happen when people are abused, and sometimes they start adopting different weird identities to not deal with the identity that was damaged. This isn't a gay thing. It isn't. Some people are like, why can't people just be gay? This isn't about being gay. This isn't about the attraction to men. It's about not knowing who you are and just trying to be anybody else. And a lot of times they identify with women because women are more passive and objects of sex in society, which is what a lot of abused boys relate to. So this is just the beginning. So now someone writes an article about me. This is all in the last 2 days. This is how it happens. Watch how fake nonsense becomes credible news to people and lives are ruined. My life isn't really ruined though because I have love. I have real love in my life. I have real purpose and they can't ever touch it. Why is Amazon promoting this anti-trans alt-right trolls comedy special, right? So they write this. It's picked up. Then it becomes a top news story. So now this is going out to millions of people. And I'm on the same level as a football player who viciously beat a woman and voter fraud and me in the shame line. This is how they take people down. Why is Amazon promoting this anti-trans alt-right trolls comedy special? Now, a lot of you guys have said, well, I think that's, you know, any press is good press. That's good promotion for you. You sound funny. I now want to watch it. I love that about you guys. And I am so grateful that I have an audience. I have people that come to the shows. I have people that buy the specials. I have people that write to me and send me clips and inform me on how to make hydroelectric or, how to shoot a gun better. I have to lean forward more. You know, you guys are awesome, but corporations and theaters and governments and all this stuff and relatives and social groups, you know, like churches, like corrupt churches and mother, like Amy was in these like mom groups, like any institution, any group of people, it takes it all down. You know, nobody will touch that. And bear in mind, this is a world Oh, and what else they do is when people try and like my stuff on Instagram, 10% of the time they're not allowed to. Dial it down. You can't fully block. You don't want to make more news stories. This is what shadow banning is. They try to make you sound crazy for pointing out an adjustment of numbers, a limit of numbers, a limit of audience, a limit of reach. I asked myself over and over again for a long time, why are these comedians kneeling? Why are these comedians not being funny? Why are these comedians doing the leftist narrative, the nonsense PC narrative? Like so many of my friends, it's a business decision. They want extra fans. They want extra money. They want extra reach, extra fame. And they're rewarded like dogs when they don't speak up. And a lot of times they don't say they're pro-trans kids, but they say nothing. They stand there. And I forgive them. I really do. I forgive them. I'm not angry at them. I get why they did it. Friends of mine, like former friends of mine that have just totally turned on me, either the silence or the public scrutiny of me, I wish them the best, because I can't imagine a world where you don't have your voice anymore. There's no amount of money in the world, none, where you know you can't look at yourself in the mirror and think like, oh, I say I'm free. You know you're not free. You're a bird in a golden bars, a golden cage. Same day, remember I talked about this? It just comes out that Jeffrey Epstein, registered sex offender, settles civil lawsuit and avoids testimony from alleged victims, just skates. This is a guy who has Pedophile Island, Lolita Island, where he's human trafficked children for sex for other billionaires and world leaders. He's been accused. I mean, you could go online and listen to his victims talk about everything that he did to them, and nothing. Skates, doesn't even go to jail. Thorne doesn't care about that guy. No, because they're on the same team. So now I got people backing me because the Bears are awesome. Ranger of child abuse for having a transgender kid. So Twitter files. Oh, by the way, and the people aren't. They don't. One retweet. One. It's probably a bot. This is all. There's no people behind this. The Clintons have like 18% capacity at their shows. You can buy a ticket to see Bill and Hillary Clinton based on supply and demand for $4. No one cares about these people. No one is inspired by them. No one relates to them. No one has their back, but watch how it works. Okay, so now Twitter comes into gear and people are emailing me and Instagram direct messaging me about how they just keep getting banned, you know? This legend, Haven, great, great human being. 50%, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is great. Just say the truth. Just boom. I know I can fly off the handle. Sometimes I drive 15 hours and I get death threats to my family. There's no excuse. It's kind of funny sometimes, but I spiral a little bit. But I appreciate when people do this. 50% of transgender kids under 25 attempt suicide. That's a stat. And do not say that's because of society, because that is way higher than prisoners of Auschwitz, Gulag prisoners. People in Soviet concentration camps had a way lower suicide rate. So don't you tell me that it's because of cis unapproval. You believe that goes down with a supportive family, but the fact your child's life depends on your encouragement is a testament to how sick your child is. It's not a mismatch of body to mind. It's a mental sickness. Brave. I'm proud of you, buddy. Gone. Violating our rules. You may not promote violence against threat. You can go on Twitter and watch gangbang porn. You can listen to Louis Farrakhan call Jews termites, but you can't defend a kid, right? You see how it all works? It's satanic. It's a big power. It's a big power pyramid. The rambling cancer patriot. I spent 15 hours in Twitter jail because I spoke out against sexualizing little kids. Because it is sexualizing. If a two-year-old can choose their own gender, they can choose. They can consent to whatever you want. And that's where we're going with all this, because that's the end of the hedonic treadmill. That's the most evil you can be. When you run out of things to fill your empty, soulless, decaying, satanic, empty heart, you just keep diving until you do the most evil things in the world. And that is hurting children or being complicit. So this is now popping up. Why? Because there is no pushback. And the pushback is silenced, right? These people say they're pedophiles openly. They're called MAPS, minor attracted persons. So they'll call a child sexy. And this person says, sexy is not a term to use for children. It's projecting your thoughts upon them. It's also, all right, this person, this is how they talk. It's false virtue to cover from being a monster. People don't understand. That's how actual racists, like way back in the day, like slave owners, early Ku Klux Klan. I love that I specified early. Nazis. These people didn't speak like the way they're saying. They all spoke in privilege, Jewish privilege, you know, black people. They can't help themselves. We have to help them. You know, there's an issue, you know, virtue. Why do antis, I don't know what that means. It's one of these words. It's like insane. Always assume we are going to be attracted to their children. They're assuming they have sexy kids. That does that say about them? You see what I'm saying? Now I'm going to introduce you to a little boy named Desmond. Desmond is a 9-year-old drag queen. And I'm not going to show you any of the video because it's very disturbing. That is a mentally unstable kid that needs help, right? So you might say, well, Big Bear, that's fringe. That's fringe. You go to weird places at the internet. There's Desmond with one of his friends, a grown-up sexual degenerate pervert. Okay, but is this just corners of the internet? Desmond was just on Good Morning America. Desmond is on the autistic spectrum. Desmond should not be put front and center in one of the most controversial, horrifying movements in the history of humanity. That's a fragile child. That's a kid with autism. And when you watch Desmond try and do this sick dance, this female sexy drag queen dance, just can barely move. Autism. The mother said, stop attacking Desmond. My son has autism. This is child abuse. And when Desmond says with that blank stare that looks like Desmond is drugged, but it's most likely autism and just nonstop abuse and exposure. Exposure is a form of abuse. That kid should, I would never, my son is very much younger, but very, very stable and smart and safe. I would never put him on Good Morning America. Like, what are they thinking? And the crowd is clapping and whistling. Oh, you go, Desmond. You go, Desmond. Brave. And the whole point is other kids are starting to look up to me. This is a social movement and it's by design, right? Do you see how this all works? I stand up for one kid. They take all the social network that I had. They took my agent, my manager, my ability to make income as a comedian. Did I survive? Of course I did. I'm thriving. I'm on a tour. I'm happy. I'm productive. But that's only because I did that. That's only because they weren't expecting me to not be hollow. You know, they tried to shame me with the most far-fetched and silly secrets of my life that I literally would just laugh at. They got nothing on me because I was never evil. When I was in my 20s, yeah, I would drink and party and stuff, but there's no Clinton bodies on me. So that didn't work. So then they tried to break me with money. That didn't work. I said, I'll do tree work with my brother for 20 bucks an hour. I really, really love and miss my brother. You know, it makes my wife think I'm more of a man to smell like pine. And then they took my friends and, well, it's my friend's choice. It wasn't that they took them. They encouraged that. And I'm not going anywhere. So that's why this father still is trying to ruin me because this is what they don't understand is I don't value the same things that they do. There is nothing that man can take from me. Not one thing. And we need more people to do that. Because if you're not connected to this Hollywood sickness, which I can't believe I was, like I did a whole video called Why Did They Let Me In? I had this horrifying thought that like part of me must be evil because like, why was I in movies and on TV shows and stuff? I'm like, I've done Chelsea Handler. I've done Jimmy Fallon. Like what? And I kind of figured it out if you want to watch that video, but this is what these people don't understand. So this just happened in France. Macron makes U-turn on fuel tax increases in face of yellow vest protest, right? A week or two of pushback, fold. These people have, they're banking on mind control tactics. It's wizardry. It's dark arts. This is one reason I never knew anything about Satanism. Nothing. I now know some. I don't really want to dive into it. I don't want to like read Aleister Crowley and stuff that it's just, you know, you stare at an abyss too long, the abyss looks back type thing. I like educating myself, but I get the broad strokes of it. It's all wizardry. It's all an illusion. It's all hollow. It's a replica. It's a recreation. It's not real. It's there to trick you. It's the mirror in the never-ending story. Remember when Atreyu looks at his self for what he truly is, and most men run away screaming? Because the world's full of illusions and delusions, and these people are kings of it, queens of it. They know exactly what to do. And any pushback, any, just no. The real N-word is no. They fold. You just can't stop. I mean, they'll try again. They'll just keep poking. Predators, guys. And Macron is probably married to a woman who sexually abused him as a kid. I believe she was his teacher when he was a boy, and now they're married and they have no children. Most leaders in the EU have no children because most of them are very, very sick, very mentally ill people that don't like life. They don't like people. Now, that's why they're environmentalists. Environmentalism is an extreme act of narcissism and self and human hate. The earth will be here after we're gone. The earth will be here no matter what. We're not going to mess up the earth. You know, the whole like watch for carbon footprint as I fly in my jet stuff. That's a hatred of self and a hatred of people. And it all stems from the satanic materialism that comes when you don't stand for something. You don't take that little bit of hunger to know that you didn't cave when a little child needed you. And don't do it with violence. Don't attack Jesse Thorne. That makes martyrs of these people. That's what they want. And you don't think for a second that I'm anti-violence. I just know how to battle darkness. I know the motivations, the incentives, the disincentives. These people, it's like the Emperor from Star Wars, like, strike me down. He's dying for it. Please, please hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Because once that happens, it's almost like the satanic version of sex. It's making love, but making hate. Like once you, rah, you know, once, bam, you know, there's a weird connection there. And that's why even the most hardcore executioners, you know, in the shooting squads and stuff, and we're talking traitors, murderers, horse thieves, they would always leave one person with a blank so people could possibly, if they had to, think that they were the one who didn't shoot them. Because there is something in human nature that does not want to kill other human beings. So really, really battle this with real courage, because it's kind of like blaming everything on a demographic. It's a cop-out in a way, you know, because if you think it's just this group, then you don't have to look at the darkness in yourself, in your neighbor, in your family, in your country. The clothes you wear, the things you think, the food you eat, it's all them, right? That's why it's called outrage, out, because it's easier that way and it's cowardly. And we've all done it. I'll do it again. I do it all the time, but I know I catch myself. It's in our nature, because sometimes it's hard to look in and say, like, what is this really, what do you really have to do? And France stood up. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you all the Jesse Thorns out there and all the people that think you can run to Jack from Twitter. Jack from Twitter may be your soy boy friend that's ultra progressive and he'll ban everybody that calls out your abuse, but he's a puppet. I found that out about the Patreon thing. When Patreon was trying to kick me off, I realized they were puppets, that they're victims to their own power scheme. I don't know if any of you guys have ever hung with like billionaire finance hedge fund guys. They don't know their kid's birthday. They all wear the same suit. They look like workers. They look like factory workers. Some work all the time, die young from stress. They're all slaves. The top of the pyramid's a slave too. Like, look at Kim Jong-un. Look at a dictator of a country. All the money, all the power, slave. He can't make his own decisions. He's got eight vultures staring at him all the time, trying to kill him. His own brother, his own sister, you know, his generals. They're like, how do we, because there's no honor in thieves. There's no honor. That's why I get a moral code, or else there's nothing. There's no, you can't get high enough where that changes. You can't sit back and enjoy it with your friends or your family because there's no love, there's no honor. Everybody's looking for weaknesses to exploit, and they'll get rich and they'll get powerful and you'll envy them, but there's nothing there. It's hollow because they're just looking for Achilles' heels. That's all they're doing. And they exploit and exploit, and they get rich and they get powerful, but they got nothing because people don't trust them. They don't trust themselves. There's no honor amongst thieves. That's an old expression, right? So look at this image of France. Let me check in the chat, make sure this is still going. Are you guys good there? Everyone good? It'll be nice to see you up late. You can have $1 billion, but you are still a slave. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all slaves in some way. There's a cave inside of Plato's cave and a Plato's cave and a Plato's cave. But there's different levels of it, and we all know that. Money can't buy your freedom. All right, so look at this. This is an image from France. This is such a beautiful image to me because it's how close chaos is. The veneer of safety. That happened to me when my wife and her friend were drugged. And my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time. And they were out with, I was on the road, and they were out with one of our close friends and her boyfriend, who's another one of our close friends. And they were all out having drinks, and they all accepted drinks from these like fun dudes that our friend who works in casting was trying to talk to him about being on some reality show. And not from America, not gonna name names, but let's just say they're muzzies. And they drink drinks. The dude loses them, doesn't know where they went. My wife gets found on the sidewalk by paramedics. She had been roofied so bad that she almost died. And they picked her up. They thought she was dead. I was on the road. I didn't tell. It's a whole long story, right? She dodged the bullet in a way. I mean, that's horrifying and a lost night and just feeling victimized. But our friend got kidnapped and got gang raped over and over and over again by these guys, right? And they recorded it. And they said if she went to the police, they would show everybody. And she managed to escape the next day at 1 p.m. We had no idea where she was. And these people had broken into her place because they got her ID. They went there to like maybe try to hurt her boyfriend. I don't know. These people were legitimate criminals. And she flees. She goes right to the police. She's so brave. She has bruises, vicious guys, cuts. This is not a Me Too moment like the Hollywood make it. You know, it's not like, oh my God, oh my God. Gang raped, covered with DNA of all the perpetrators, goes to the police, they do a rape kit, goes to the hospital, just destruction, guy, destruction, rape kit. The police come a day or two later. They didn't show up with the CSI team. They showed up with a pencil and a pad of paper, and nothing ever happened. 6 months later, nothing. They hadn't processed the kit for a variety of reasons. One, politically, it's not great when non-Americans do something like that because they prefer the whiteies. You know, it's not politically right. Also, there's a giant backlog of rape kits. It takes forever. Even though she knew right where they were, the police waited so long, they were gone. Nothing ever happened. They disappeared. My friend and her boyfriend are now married and they're happy. And it's an incredible story. But want to know what I learned? There's nothing protecting you. Vince Vaughn, my friend, who's a avid libertarian, you know, ARs in every room. It's like, baby, I'm telling you right now, we'll hire somebody, we'll get some ARs, we'll do it, you know, we need it, we gotta do it ourselves. That's when I really first started red pilling, was that moment, because I'm like, wait a minute, there's no one here to protect us. Cops are there to write the report, they're there to keep the peace, they do what they can, but they can't. Their hands are tied. There's nobody there. So when this guy, that really opened my eyes, and that was one of the times that I really got even closer to Amy, because at that moment I knew I'd do anything for her. I'd do anything for her safety. I was so angry at myself for being on the road. I knew that I would give up anything to keep her from experiencing that again. And it oddly made us even closer. But fortunately, I mean, after seeing our friend, I, you know, I'm assuming Amy wasn't touched because there was no marks on her and these people were complete animals, but you never know. It's crazy, guys. There's nothing protecting you. This girl taking a little selfie in Burger King with one glass pane away from tear gas and riots because the government turned on its own people. They tried to suck up all the blood and didn't care. And there's always going to be a breaking point. You understand that when Jesse Thorne writes to Jack, can you even put up with this? Will you get rid of these people for me? Do you understand that us being on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and stuff is the only thing keeping the peace? That this illusion of free speech, this illusion of our words mattering, and they matter to a point. You know, I'll fight for free speech. I would fight for, people are telling me to sue the person for calling me an alt-right, anti-trans, whatever. I've thought about it. I want to live in a world where people can call me that. It's the downside of free speech. And I really do stand by my principles with that. People are like, oh, you banned me from your page. I'm like, yeah, you told me to kill myself. This is a dinner party. I'm exclusive. That's called discrimination. I'm ICE and you're out of here. But free speech, you got to face it. You got to face the reality of free speech. If I want to be able to do ironies and satires and push the boundaries of thoughts, I got to take it when it comes at me, even if it hurts 1,000 times more. I do it to relieve stress. They do it to harm, but you can't make that decision. You can't put that power in one person's hands, right? Our rights are what others can't do to us, not what we deserve. It's called a negative right. So us being able to write on a message board, what you're doing is wrong, is that glass right there. Jack Dorsey doesn't own Twitter. Do you know who owns Twitter? You know who owns the majority of Twitter stock? The Prince of Saudi Arabia. So you have Jack Dorsey running around in his tight jeans and his Prius. He's always, you know, he's like, oh my God, hate speech. He's a pawn. The Saudis, If they wanted to and they want to cash in, they want to finally take the camels over here and really make a move, they cut his head off because he's a sodomite. And they do it because they felt morally obligated to. The women would be covered up. They're not, I guess they can drive now, which is pretty cool. But if they get raped, they get killed unless there's 8 female witnesses and 4 male witnesses. They don't mess around, man. There's no tolerance there, guys. And these liberals will be eaten alive. That little piece of glass is all that separates. And the illusion of justice. You know, the more Epsteins we see and Hillary Clintons we see, it wears away at society. That's the whole point of justice. The whole point is to keep the mob down. It's because if we think that maybe there's a chance that someone's going to go to jail and they're going to be punished for what they did, we won't freak out. It's withering away, isn't it? We all feel it. And I don't recommend burning your own buildings or houses or whatever, but because that's counterproductive. That's not what we do. We don't get upset and we burn our own stuff. But there's many forms of communication. And I strongly suggest that the justice system and society and our politicians and stuff, they really, really look at France and start thinking. And that's France. That's a nation known for unions and a lot of breaks. You know, they have 20-hour work weeks and they're exhausted from eating croissants. What do you think would happen in America, dude? There's 300 million guns in the hands of its civilians. It's 4,000 miles wide. Our people, our entire culture is based on rebelling from kings. My ancestors came here in 1710 and pulled a farm out of the earth. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? And I don't want that. Look at, can I tell you, you abusive soy boys out there, what's waiting for you? You want to know what this is? This is EMT. And I was corrected. I said ambulance drivers. And people said, no, I like to be called EMT. And I respect that. The EMTs, the firefighters, the cops. You want to know what they started doing in this riot? You know, when all these elites, when Macron, who had just criticized our president and said how bad he was, when they're sitting in their ivory towers waiting for the sirens to come and get rid of these thug ruffians. Wanna know what happened? The cops took off their helmets and joined the yellow vests. The EMTs blocked the road and said, oh no, we're with these guys. Imagine how alone you feel when that happens, right? When you at one moment, I know what that felt like. I felt it in Hollywood. I felt it when I said, everybody, what's going on? I know people are wacky here. You know, that dude likes to do a lot of blow. That guy's thinking about cutting his wiener off. He's like 40. They're going at the kids, guys. We're talking about communism. And I was alone again. And these people that I've been their best man in their weddings. We've been to Mexico together. We've been at cruises and toured and high-fived at the top. Gone. All those Facebook likes, they don't mean it. They don't mean shit. Right here. Your family, your heart, your spirit. Get into it. Because when it comes down to it, that's an illusion of safety. And these people that drive trucks to save people's lives, they probably picked up my now wife on the street after she had been drugged by strangers, brought her back to life, put an IV in her arm, hydrated her. She called me all delirious, not knowing where she was, started crying because she didn't know where she was. I'm on an airplane. Can you imagine? It's like those people don't side with the vampires. The police, maybe for a bit, you know, they have orders, they have duties, they do that. And then as time goes on, they're like, wait a minute, that's Gary, that's Steve, this is our country. And then it's over. It's over for those guys. And that's not what we want, because that's when executions happen. That's when you sharpen up the old guillotine over there in Francois. And you have the media not reporting anything true. So no one even trusts it. You could just start, there could be a revolution where people just start lopping off heads and you wouldn't even know if it didn't fit the narrative. There's no way to alert people. And if you did alert people, people don't trust you anymore. What if someone said, oh, all these right-wing radicals are, people are like, yeah, you also said Donald Trump got pissed on by a bunch of hookers because of a British spy dossier that no one's read. Like, shut up. This is a time, and this is the reason I really wanted to do this stream, is I'm hurt a little bit, and I'll tell you why. And if you like me and you don't and you respect me, don't try and do detective work and find who this is, or write to this person or do anything, because I have a lot of, I'm protective of this person. It was my piano teacher when I was a child. She's transsexual. She became a dude when I was 11. And I'm not going to say the name. I want none of that. Please just don't do any. And this isn't like out of the breakup where it's like, I got you. You know, big swarms. No, it's a fragile person. Crazy. Not evil. But okay, I'm going to tell you what our conversation was, and this person started this publicly. That's why I'm going to tell a story. I've told you guys about this, where I recognize the difference between my story and someone else's story, and this is my story. This person wrote this on my own thing, and now I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to talk about it, and it's horrifying, because this is a person I've used as an example of why. It's not about being transgendered or have gender dysphoria. It's about protecting children. Like most trans people I know are libertarians. It's live and let live. They don't want to come at your kids. Still don't think that this person wants to come at the kids, but just, God, it's so disappointing. And I was like, I was not happy about this at all. So, all right, let me read this. So this human being writes to me, I did a post, and this person writes to me, methinks you are going uberboard. What's that, Brother Lion? He protests too much? You know, very wacky person. We shall rise above, my far-seeing wing friend. I wrote, are you in favor of five-year-olds on hormone blockers? Methinks doth protest too little. And this person writes, hormone blockers typically aren't administered until Tanner stage two. That is evidence of... Okay, so I'm already, I have this sinking feeling in my stomach where I'm like, not you. I mean, what? Your brain isn't developed till you're 25, guys. All right, let me read. I really want to. So I just wrote, either way, it's abuse. And the motivation isn't trans rights. It's very sinister. The human brain isn't done developing until 25. These kids are mirroring their parents' behavior too, which is now the age, according to the cabal and corrupt science, a child can self-identify, drive a car. I've made these points. I wrote, please don't join the ranks of child abusers or apologists. It's disgusting and disguised as tolerance. That would be very sad for me because you were so kind and uniquely understanding to me when I was a child. And you taught me something that made the world more beautiful when it was ugly and helped me form my brain, music. And then this person writes back, obviously, I waited for. All right. This is just insane. It's fine to exercise caution, be skeptical about people's motivations, but not so great for me when trans is equated with mental illness. This person's insane. It could very well just be physical illness, as it may be in my case. I can't speak for every situation, but this I know. I want people to remember me for my ideas, methodology, music, humor, and stories, and making it about them. All I'm talking about is child abuse. And people in my town see that in me, and Ben Shapiro's followers do not. They hear trans, and it's a thing to be scorned and attacked. I will not subscribe to that mindset. That's okay. That's all well and good. But this human being wrote, there's always that possibility that human beings could be evolving into another stage of existence. That may sound like sci-fi now, but I can imagine what may happen down the road. First Nation societies have typically recognized more than two genders without use of chemicals, however, I would assume. Clownfish change their gender when the need arises. When the top female fish dies, the dominant male just nonsense, right? And then and my point about the intensity of your protest is that it causes me merely to wonder if there is some more personal pain involved. I don't know. Well, first off, this person changed sexes when I was 11 years old, which was insane, and was not as good of a teacher as the other sex, I might add, because that new hormone was made him kind of a jerk. But honestly, from what I've read about Jesse Thorne, he seems reasonable enough about how he's dealing with having a trans kid. He has other children. They apparently are not trans. My heart just. This is the person who taught me piano, guys. So I wrote, there are no trans kids. They're children. Out of respect for our history, I'm not going to bicker with you on the internet, but I'm done with this. It's very disappointing. He's reasonable. Stay the F away from children. I lost my agent, my ability to tour because of my view of Jesse Thorne. He just did another media campaign against me to get me kicked off Amazon because I won't apologize to him. That's what predators do. I protest too much. Yeah, so that's insane. And then I wrote, because this human being said when I was very young, I knew there was something different. I wrote, you don't get it. Every kid is uncomfortable in their own skin. When I was a kid, I thought I was gay because I didn't like girls because I had no sexuality. I liked hanging out with my buddies. And I thought girls were gross and dumb and not funny. And I had no sex drive for anybody. So I just assumed I was gay because I really wanted to have sleepovers with my buddies. And I wrote, is it a coincidence that all these trans kids are either horribly abused or have virtue signaling leftist parents? You don't understand the protective emotions of parenthood. Don't F around with this subject. So that's my story. And I'm talking like Ben Shapiro because I want you to be able to share this with as many people as you can so that when you say this trans kid thing, people are like, oh, it's weirdo. No, it's bad. They're trying to take away our entire generation's ability to have a complete personality. They're trying to make your family dysfunctional. They're trying to make, your boy wants to run around and tinker with trucks and run in the woods when he's 6 years old. They say that's an illness. Put him on meth. Toxic masculinity. Why is he so bouncy? But if your boy says, I'm a girl named Cynthia, and he has dark circles under his eyes and kind of squirmy when you touch him. He might be on the spectrum. They say that's not a mental illness. That's brave. And that's a sick world. That's a satanic world. That's an upside down world. And if you think I'm making this up, it was just on Good Morning America. At this point, if you don't open your eyes to it, it's intentional and you're a coward. All right. So I'm in a little, Liz said this breaks my heart. Don't let it break your heart. I was actually feeling pretty positive lately. And I'll show you why I do it. You want to see why? Want to know why I put this picture on Instagram? And someone said, well, why would you put your picture of your kid out? I just want to be protective. No. Do you know how many kids have been born because I'll just openly be a dad? I'm just a flawed dude trying to be a good guy who loves his wife and has had some ups and downs and works hard and has been through the tribulations of life. I get messages from dudes being like, you know, your live stream gave me the confidence to, you know, actually think it, I can have a kid. Like, it won't like ruin everything. And like, you seem happy. And I'm talking about, I mean, there's been like five that have been named Owen. And this isn't a brag. This is a mission. They've removed male role models from the world. All our heroes have been taken down. Our statues are getting removed. Our history is getting erased. They shamed us. I wasn't alive yet, but in the 60s and the 70s, that we shouldn't have kids because of the environment. So a lot of people didn't. And they said that female empowerment, of course, is abortion and going to work immediately after and going to college and getting in debt. And you don't need a man, all by design. So all these women didn't have kids. You know, they thought they were doing the right thing. And then, lo and behold, we don't have enough people in our country to sustain our society. So we have to import just millions and millions of people from societies and cultures that don't quite fit in. And then we're called racist when we question the logic of bringing in 20 million undocumented people that may or may not believe in Sharia law. That female genital mutilation is now normal and that a hijab is freedom. They're trying to take it away, guys. So you can't have fear. And I love that kid so much. It hurts. I wake up so happy to go downstairs and he goes, Dada! And then we have breakfast. My wife fortunately gets to stay home. She went to university, master's degree, USC, all that debt. I said, baby, we'll pay it. We'll pay that debt. Because she really wanted to be home with the kids. And I'm like, it's worth it. You know, I bought her for 60 grand. Now we're still paying it off, but it's so worth it. That kid is everything to me. And Charlie, I mean, he's still a baby, but he's starting to light up. I see it so clearly now. Purpose, why the whole deal? Like, what is all this? It's like when your kid looks up at you and just tries to throw a football. It's unbelievable. And they're trying to take it all away. They're trying to make a mockery out of the father-son relationship. They're trying to make the woman of the year a dude who killed a woman with a mangled face on a reality show. And the only way to fight it is to create. Well, I've done 4-hour specials in a year. That's insane. I'm fighting against the dying of the light. And the light won't die. It can't. It won't. Because you feel it. You feel the strength of it when you're like, this is the right thing to do. You know, show that smile that lights up a room. You know, I'm not going to do sketches with my boy. I'm not going to try and make money off him or put him in a situation where he has to appeal or make a stranger happy or... He's never had a babysitter that wasn't this one family friend in Saranac Lake or family. We're very protective. But I'll be damned if I hide my family from the world. And young men, and they write to me all the time, and hundreds of thousands of people watch this. They write to me and say, I want what you have. And that makes me feel hopeful. They're not saying, I just want to sit in my basement and play video games all day and screw Trump and the world and socialism. And No, they say, Big Bear, I want what you have, because they relate to me. They see the flaws in me. They see the pain. They see the mistakes. But they also see the love. They see me and Amy. They see like people that work through it, you know, the whole time. The good fight. That's all we got. And so if you got depressed by what I just showed you, I'm just showing you so that people can arm themselves emotionally, spiritually, and mentally so that you know the strategies, you know, the shame, you know, the virtue when they go, you. I got the linchpin of Twitter was I said, David Hogg, I talked to Wally on the phone today like three times. He's like, Dad, monster truck. It's like Max D Spikes. You know, he's like zombie angry about monster trucks. It's like, it's magical. And it's like we could just lock ourselves away in a little place and I never talk about my family or no one ever sees my family and we're just completely separated. But that's how you make mold, man. You gotta look the devil right in the eye and say, I got something you don't have, and that's the ability to create. You're a mimic. You're a shadow. You're an abuser. An abuser, they feed off shame. And it's a winnable fight. I already feel it. I already feel the change. I don't know, maybe it's just because my community's gotten so healthy. Like I think I've attracted really good people, you guys, and my family, and my friends. But I feel good. Because this has been happening forever. This isn't new. You know, a lot of people are talking about the end times. They've been abusing good forever. There's been times so dark in human history that, you know, just constant public displays of torture and grotesque violence. You know, kids were just brutalized. We live in a time that's so fortunate that we can actually understand how dark we can be as a people. I think that we have such a high survival rate of childbirth and we have so much food and safety from just conquering warlords that we can actually take a breath and be like, wait a minute, what are we doing to the kids? I think this is a good point. You know, all the tribulation and all the struggle that we've had, I speak on behalf of America, Owen Benjamin of America, as Tommy Robinson said. But we've had a rough ride here politically and culturally and shame and media and CNN and MSNBC and Trump and Drumpf and comedy and, you know, schools and all this stuff. But out of it, we're burning so much dead wood. I think we should take this time and really, really, really reconnect to what it means to be American, alive, human, male, female, you know, because this is an opportunity. You know, it's like sometimes getting sent to prison for a month is a great time to do some serious reading and thinking. And I just wanted to show you guys a very personal story that included my transsexual piano teacher, included me being publicly shamed today and yesterday, cited in the New York Times. They're trying to take me off Amazon. For what? For saying it's child abuse to hormone blockers, kids? And the fact he deleted his tweet means I know he has shame in it. I'll delete when I'm wrong factually. I won't delete out of shame. Like, I thought that they took me down from Amazon. So I did a post because people were sending me like it wasn't loading and I'm like, all right, well, here we go. And then other people were like, oh, it's loading, Big Bear. I just watched it. So I took down that post because it's not good information and it wasn't, I had no shame in that. That's just what people told me. Like that Anthony Bourdain video I made, it's, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying, right? That's my motto. I now think there's more than a 50% chance that he was murdered. And I did a video called Anthony Bourdain is a Coward about suicide. And I was wrestling with some emotions on that one. And I said some mean things about Anthony Bourdain, but it was all valid if he killed himself with a daughter. But at this point, I look at that video and I'm like, ugh, I itch to kind of take it down because I just want to, I don't want people to see me be that potentially wrong. I didn't know that he was being followed by the Clintons and he was outing Harvey Weinstein. I didn't know that these people literally have like hit squads and stuff. I wasn't as privy to that. I hadn't went down some of these rabbit holes. I didn't know that a lot of this Illuminati stuff, they hang people. He was hanging on a door in France. None of it makes sense. So I may have called a murdered man a coward, like, but I leave it up because it happened. It's honest. It's true. That's what I felt, you know? So when I see that guy say he's going to put his kid on hormone replacement and then he quickly deletes it, that means he's a scoundrel. He doesn't even believe his own nonsense. Not that I ever thought he did, but that's proof. If he really believed that what he was doing wasn't wrong, he would have left that up, but he deleted it. But we got it because the Bears are, you know, half autistic, half just kings, queens, just royal autists. You know, I get emails all the time. It's like, well, if you need all your tweets, I mean, I have all of them, or I've already backed up all your videos in case you get kicked off YouTube. It's amazing. Community, family, faith. Break it. Try. It's not happening. And evil needs you to welcome them in and don't be scared and speak truth and protect the kids. If we can't protect the kids, we got nothing. I'm not always brave. I've been morally wishy-washy. I've been lukewarm, as they say, until a point. And there's always a line in the sand. There's always going to be a line in the sand. There is a point when you say, no, kids. The existence of nations. I never considered myself a nationalist until this year. This is the first year I truly understood that there are people in this country that don't want America to exist. They don't want a line in the sand. They want a one world government. I couldn't have dreamt that up. I thought the Hunger Games was preposterous, but fun to watch. It's worse. I didn't realize that Hollywood was showing us the future in these movies, that it was by design. I hadn't read Agenda 21. I didn't know what any of this stuff was. Now that I know this, I'm like, no more, none. How much immigration is too much? None for now. We have more immigrants, more illegal immigrants in America than any other country in the world does. We're good. No more. It's like, but these people, yeah, we have people here. I have friends dying of heroin. People that can't buy a house. People that can't afford kids. It's like, well, we have to replace the population. Well, what about all the guys that can't afford kids because all the jobs left and because globalism lowered all their wages? I'm rethinking some of my views on free market. I'm free market in a nation. I'm starting to see that globalism, if you don't put up some sort of bureaucracy, something that slows it down, something that allows people to have some semblance, you're like, what's the future going to be? You fly to Singapore and then you got to go to the Congo and then you have to go to get like scraps. Got to chase the almighty buck. I'm a capitalist. I'm a free marketer because socialism is so much worse. But lines in sand, protect your own people. Allow your men to have families. Allow your women to be with their children. We live in a society where women work and they're raised by strangers, many times illegal strangers. They don't develop that bond. The guy is always struggling because he has it's all monetary. You know, you can work hard, have a good job, and then you look at Zillow, how much a house costs, and you're like, what? My parents' house was 12 grand. And yet we have to give these other people an opportunity. How about we deal with our own people first? How about you push back there? Those are the two things I think every single one of us should stand for no matter what. Everything else you can debate, you can talk it out, whatever. America exists. There's a line and we have laws. And you have to follow the rules. You have to get here because we invite you here. And we can't abuse our children. And if we see someone abusing our children, we call them out publicly, we shame them. And if that doesn't work, we become France. All right, hit the like button, comment, share, hugepianist.com for my specials and my tour dates. Most of the, pretty much just all sold out. So next tour, I guess. Still a couple for Albuquerque and Vegas, but it's pretty jamming. paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to support the show, because God knows I either wouldn't get sponsors, or the ones that I would get, I'm not accepting because I don't want the possibility of being censored or becoming addicted to that. I know my limits on that. So it's all crowdfunded. Don't feel pressure though. It's more important that you're stable. But if you have an extra tip, you know, throw a little feed the bear in the honeypot. But send this to someone who should see it and say, just watch it. Just be like, if you want to understand why these people are so pissed off, just watch this Owen Benjamin video. It's 1 hour. Just, it's not crazy. It's not, we're not alarmists. There's a serious problem going on right now with child abuse. And the more it becomes welcomed by society, the less likely we will get justice. And that will all roads lead to fire in the streets. Because I know a lot of you guys won't tolerate it. I won't tolerate it. If it becomes okay, it already is, but if there's no turnaround, if there's no way to talk it out, to have the legal system decide it, I pray for these people, to be honest with you. I pray for these people because there is a veneer protecting them. Trust me, as someone who's witnessed a gang rape with evidence and a location not get prosecuted, and then I watched Christine Blasey Ford run the Kavanaugh for a month, there's no one to protect you. They don't care about rape, not one bit. This girl was videotaped to shame her to not go to the cops. Cops didn't even follow up. They're janitors for blood. So get guns, develop your own morality. And yeah, this has been an intense one, but it had to be done. I'm going to sleep now. Tomorrow I might go to Soldiers Hollow and do some cross-country skiing. Oh, go to Owen Benjamin Live, youtube.com/Owen Benjamin Live. I have a video exclusive there. I'm doing a documentary called Jokes Across America, where I do jokes specifically about a region. And I've been writing all day and thinking and hearing your feedback about Salt Lake City and Mormons and stuff. And I'm not doing low-hanging fruit. I'm not mocking Mormons in the normal outside perspective. It's in-group mocking. I know a lot of you guys understand exactly what I mean, but if not, just watch the video, share it, and please give me joke ideas for your area. You know, Denver, Phoenix, Vegas, Albuquerque. Let me know, because we're going to do a whole documentary about the process of trying to make people laugh across America, and it's going to be a blast. I'm passionate about shooting it because my other documentary, 60 Minutes, 7 Days, I had a blast doing that, so I'm going to do another one. All right, much love. Kiss your kids. Stay hydrated, and good wins. Keep fighting that good fight. There's nothing worse. There's nothing in this world worth losing your soul for. And don't be quiet about child abuse. Don't be quiet about the erasing of your own culture, because vampires want to feed. These sick bastards. All right, much love.